Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
To see you here. I just threw the show up in 1 minute because I didn't know whether I was going to be able to come today. I was supposed to be out with my sister this morning, taking a train into Winter Park and having breakfast, since I won't be here for her birthday on August 13th, even though it's early. And we decided not to do that. So I just came home and threw this show up. So hopefully this will be some type of cohesive show. I'm really live, so I just hear spirit and whatever spirit tells me to bring. Usually I pull flower cards before the show, but I actually just pulled them. So you're all gonna experience this with me. Hello, you are listening to Bonnie Albers on Bonnie Albers on Air. Now that I have a little bit of time to talk about myself, of course, I am a psychic intuitive spirit medium. I'm an RN, which means registered nurse. I'm a legal nurse consultant, meaning I can go to court. And I am a life coach and counselor. I specialize in love, romance, relationship, and sexual issues, and anything in between. And I just love spirit. So most of my early life was spent being a healer in the nursing field. And then I always was a counselor and a life coach. But then I went back to my intuitive roots. Just to let everybody know, I have been hearing spirit since a very young age. And I used to think I was talking directly to God. So I thought everybody did that. And I think I started not listening, maybe because I was boy crazy in my 20s, maybe my late teens. And then it hit me back in the smack in the head when I was in my 40s. And you know, I'm only 17, so that had to be in spirit. I totally devote all of my intuitive listening time. So I do listen to spirit. I hope I bring you messages that you resonate with. I am always looking for other gifts that I can bring you. And I love when I bring guests on that also bring gifts to you. And I try to get a variety of them, different, you know, people read or hear or listen or see in different ways. And I just love when I have guests and myself, of course. So, you know, I'm a ham and I always have to get in there, but we have a few guests coming up once I get back from New York. You can find me on my web page because I do readings and I do counseling. My web page is www.bonniealbersonair.com. Go into the contact page and you'll see you have a drop down box. You can have a reading or counseling. I do them in half an hour intervals. So you can get half an hour, 45 minutes, or an hour. Actually, the 45 minutes is what I consider an hour because I usually run over. You can use the box to tell me what you want, and then I will make an appointment for you. I do have PayPal, so that's how you can, you know, pay me, and that would be due before the counseling or the reading. So I only have one thing that I've got to tell you that is missing off my resume there, and that is I am also a columnist with Psychic Insight magazine. I love Psychic Insight magazine. Of course, Jerry Humphreys, who's one of our guests. We have him a lot. He is a super, super cool intuitive psychic medium from the UK. He's also the CEO of that magazine, Psychic Insight magazine, and it is free to you. I am Ask Bonnie. So if you want something in print and you want to ask me a question, anyone from all over the world can go into the contact area of that magazine and tell them that you want Bonnie to answer these questions or you have a question for Ask Bonnie. I had so many people sent such unbelievably wonderful questions in. They were hard and complicated. They aren't always easy to answer. I do use all my intuitive spirit and guidance, and I also use my knowledge of medicine and counseling. So I am so excited that I grew up listening to Dear Abby, and I'm like, wow, am I Dear Abby? Well, no, I'm Ask Bonnie. So please read the magazine. It is so unbelievably professional. It's got some great articles and fabulous, fabulous writers. So I think we're up to the third edition, and we are just coming out with the fourth. So I'll have to ask Jerry. Jerry is coming back next week. Jerry is going to be here next Thursday. You know, he is an intuitive. He's a psychic. He's a medium. He also does pets. He's a pet communicator, a pet psychic, a pet finder. He is also he's a Reiki master of every degree you can think of. He's a healer and he is a hypnotherapist. and he just is crazy fab. So I think he's coming next Thursday. I gotta look, because I haven't written anything down for next week yet, only because it is the last week before I actually go to New York. I'm going to New York, I think, the 10th or the 11th. So the 10th through the 15th, 16th, 17th, and I will be back the following week. If I can find out how to put some previous shows on, I will for that week. And that way you can also hear if you've missed any of the shows. You can go into archives. I've got 300 of them. I'm on iTunes. And I just love this show. I love the people. I listen to my own show, so isn't that crazy? But I'll go back, because when I do the shows, I love being live. But I like hearing, and I go back to some of the original shows. I go back to the guests that I have on, so I can actually listen. And when you participate, and I'm in the ether, sometimes it's hard. And so I love listening. We're always, and I am always available on those archives, of course, and iTunes. You can carry me around on your phone. If you want to hear me, I'm in the gym. You can listen to iPod. I'm on iPods. So you can download the iPod from iTunes, and I have 300 shows. You can listen to any one of them. So today, because I don't have a whole lot, Spirit's just telling me to pull cards, and I actually pulled three of them. So when I get to the phone lines, if you want me to pull a card for you, just let me pull a card for you. Give me a minute, because it says my show is done in 3 minutes, and that is not happening. So I am going to put the show up for the amount of time that it's supposed to be. Okay, here we go. And you know what the thing is, everyone? We are having a lot of problems this week and last week with Blog Talk, because they switched to a different format. So please forgive me and them, and let's hope this gets worked out. So the first card I pulled for you, I'm a flower therapy girl. And the first card, oh, I love this card, and I hope my daughter is listening, is your wishes are coming true. It's the sweet pea. It's a beautiful white, and it turns into like purple veins and purple at the top. Purple is the color of royalty, your crown chakra, all of your spirituality, and it is your wishes are coming true. So everyone, what your heart has been longing for is getting closer each day. I love this card. So all of you, just shut your eyes, make a beautiful wish. We have a full moon, a blue full moon tonight. I think it's tonight. And I know it was full yesterday too, but tonight is the 31st, and it is a blue full moon. Make a wish. Endings are full moons. Endings of all the things you worry about, all the things that maybe don't serve you or work for you. And this is the new beginning of your wishes coming true. Okay, the next card I pulled, I didn't have time to, because I do it intuitively, but I'll read you what this actually means. So if you just give me a second, I will find it, because I have put this show on spontaneously, very quickly, in 1 minute. So here you go. I'm just looking for the meaning for, here we go, in the book. Like I said, I read the cards intuitively. So here is the meaning from the book. You're a powerful manifester, and your dreams are soon to be reality. Continue to direct energy towards your goals by focusing your attention on the desired outcome. I love that. See, I'm going to interject anyway when I read, because I can't help it. I'm being downloaded. This is what we call manifesting. It's not easy for everybody, but if you just look, if you don't want to do it like with a vision board, which some people do, I don't, I'm ADD, I couldn't cut out a thing and then paste it on, I would be like, what? Or you don't draw it, or you can see it in your eyes mind. So picture yourself doing what you really want, or seeing what you really want, or having what you really want, or being with who you really want. And if you don't know, just envision that feeling. You see yourself as being happy and fulfilled and loved. Hold the intention of being successful, driving your new what car, experiencing true love, or whatever your goals are. Don't concern yourself with how this will take place. Let God and the angels take care of that. Whatever your heart wants, you can have. This card represents your support from the other side. Your loving angels and the healing fairies of nature are helping you. They're likely shown you snippets of what your future looks like. That's really funny, because have you ever had any dreams that you can't figure out and you don't know what they mean? Look and see if they're actually snippets of what your future or what you want to do and what you might be able or will achieve if you put your mind to it. I love that. So I think that is so fabulous. It's a fabulous card. I love wrapping up our week with such a perfect vision card. The next card I pulled right next to that was take time for yourself. Enjoy relaxation activities that nurture your soul. We have gotten this card before, so I'm not even going to read it, but I am going to tell you intuitively what I feel. This card doesn't mean some of us can't get away. And nurturing ourselves, people, I know, I can feel, people think, oh, I can't nurture myself because that's selfish and I have to give to others. Absolutely. We don't want to be selfish. We always want to make sure we give to others. We can pay it forward by a smile. I think I went into this week. We can always take care and help others. But if we don't nurture our soul is our core, then we are not going to be able to help others. Because it's like this. If you helped others and you didn't get off the soap, if you thought by helping others, it was giving, you know, everything away, but then once you give everything away, you're not working because you're giving others. So what will you do? You have nothing to give. Or so how does that help? So what I say in finance is make sure that you're okay, that you're doing what you need to do to be able to help others. Here's a good example. So if you're in a great job or you're in a job that you really like, so, you know, there's charities, you don't have to give your whole salary away. You don't have to even give any money away, but you can help or mentor somebody that might need some help getting to where you're getting to. So if you don't nurture your soul, then you can't really nurture others. If you can't love yourself by saying, I accept myself for every flaw and every perfection that I have, how can you help others? So I love this card because this is a card for your soul. Another good way to nurture your soul is by keeping, I love the three, mind, body, spirit, mind, body, soul. So when you do that, if you keep your mind, your body, and your soul all attuned, then you are like a instrument that can help others, because in every aspect, it's your chakras. You are well-rounded, well-rested, well-read, well rested and well exercised. So I love the mind, body, soul. And then the next card, because they told me to pull three, was interesting. And this card I love because I think everybody should do this. It's you are a spiritual teacher. It's the crocus. Share your wisdom with others. You are born to teach. You think I pulled that card for myself? Well, you know, that would be my head saying that, but I pulled this card for all of you. I know everyone that listens to the show, that's on the show or that comes to the show, is really spiritually oriented. So even if it's just, no matter what spiritually oriented you are, just show somebody, teach somebody just a little bit about spirit, about what does spirit mean to you? What does your soul growth mean to you? And this is what I think you should do you should be a spiritual teacher. It doesn't mean you have to teach metaphysics. It means you have to teach your spirit And I love that. So, you know me, I'm always lecturing. I'd love to teach metaphysics. In fact, I was told that I need to teach back to basics. So it's probably because I need it. But anyway, I love that all of us are spiritual teachers. All of us can be spiritual teachers. So just don't cut yourself short. Start teaching people around you how to be, how to give, how to smile, how to be happy, how to endure when you have challenging situations and look on the bright side. We can teach this from our spirit to others. So I love all these cards. These are my flower therapy that I pulled. And if you're on the phone, you want me to pull one for you, I will. But this is really for the show. I am going to pull a soul journey, your life lesson card for today. You know, I love these cards, but I, again, you'll hear me say I don't always love the meaning. And I am going to pull a card for you. Before I do that, I'm just answering my door so nobody thought I was going to have a show. But I think it's my sister who is here, and she's also psychic. So I'm hoping that I can get her on the show sometime, since she's not always available. But she is going to sit with me now. And maybe you will hear from my sister, because very few people do. But again, psychic runs in our family. And my sister's just very quiet, even though she's a Leo. So I am going to pull my card for you. I'm back. And this card is from the deck of the Life Lessons. And I love these cards. I got them and I've been playing with them for a while. And again, you'll hear me say, I don't always love the words that come out, but I love the messages. So here we go. I'm shuffling the cards. And again, I usually do this before the show. And I am going to take this one. Two fell out. This one is surrender. I can release my need. Control. Well, this might be my card, but it might be something for all of you people out there. I know it is. Surrender, I can release my need to control. The next card I pulled was doubt. You know, this is another word I don't love, but because I think we can choose a better word, but this is, I love the meaning. I release the need to know all the answers. So it kind of goes together, and these two flew out very quickly. And I wonder if there's someone who's listening to the show that I pick up on the air in a few minutes that need this. So I can release my need to control and doubt. I release the need to know all the answers. So if you release the need to know all the answers, then you surrender my need to control. So is that like too cool or what? I just love spirit. They work in such crazy ways. So I am the first card I pulled out, surrender. I'm going to read you what he says in the book. Although, you know, telepathically and psychically and, intuitively, I already know what I'm going to say. But I am going to read you what James Van Prague would say to you. And this is surrender. Surrender. You need to understand the distinction between power and control. You have the power of internal control, but very little external control over people or situations. The majority of your external control is through the power of influence. You can lead by example. Every soul has its own unique path. And it is not your job to dictate it. Oh my goodness, I have been talking about this all week to a few of people. You can't walk somebody, and I think that's what I'm going to focus on next week, is you cannot walk somebody's soul path or soul journey or life's journey, because then you have put yourself karmically, you've stopped their journey, their life journey, and you karmically have into theirs. That even if it's a loved one that you think you're helping, if you do that, you are going to accrue karma that it's not necessarily the karma you want to accrue, and you are stunting the growth of the person who you've blocked their path in thinking you are helping. So this is that intuitively what I am bringing you. I'm going to continue with what James Van Prague says. Every soul has its own unique path, and it is not your job to dictate it. Giving advice or direction in a compassionate manner is the way to go. Your soul, too, has a path, and you possess the power to control it. But you must surrender the illusion that you have control over another. Remember, this is a process, and from time to time, your ego will rise up and demand that things be the way they should be. Envision a hot air balloon being loaded up with all the things you think you need to control, and let them ride away in the balloon. You'll be surprised to find that when you release the energy of control and accept the energy of surrender, doors will open that you never expected. Because you have now given the universe space in which to materialize what is needed for your highest soul growth. OMG, I can't even tell you what a great card this is. So the surrender card is, you can only walk your life path, your soul journey. You can give advice and you can help others if they ask you, but you can't walk on their path. And that's tough for some of us because we want to see people walk the right way, what we think is the right way. And that might not be what their soul journey is here for. Now, doubt. Even though I don't love this word, they both go together. It's just amazing how spirit works, especially through these cards. Doubt. I release the need to know all the answers. So funny. I hope this isn't, you know, talking to me because, you know, I know all the answers. Oh, LOL. It's impossible for the human brain to comprehend the mysteries of the universe. You are only conscious and aware of three dimensions for a reason. And that is to learn to love without the full awareness of your connection to spirit. Everyone has his or her own personal path to this awareness. And there is no right or wrong answer as long as your goal is to manifest the energy of love and compassion. The wisdom of the divine trickles into the physical dimension, and some of it will resonate with your soul and some will not. These are your signposts, to guide you to your correct path. If the wisdom resonates with you and seems right, then keep it. If not, release it back to the universe. Always be aware and mindful of the insights that your spirit guides and teachers put on your path. Oh, I love this so much. I love these two cards. I love the messages. I hope that everyone listening can hear it. I am so happy that I pulled all these cards for the end of the week. I know there's people that need to hear this. I'm going to go to the phone lines. 719, you are on with me. Hi. Hi.
Good morning. I made it up this morning.
Oh, my goodness. Kelly, you want to hear something crazy? I just read this card for you. You do know that, don't you? That's who I was thinking about when I said, oh, my goodness, I just was talking about this week. Did you hear these two cards?
Yeah. And see, was this the one about walking someone else's path? I'm like going,
yes. Yes. And guess what? I didn't know you were on the line because, you know, spirit takes away numbers for me, Kelly. You know that because I always ask you when you're on. And by the way, I am hoping you're coming back. But I always ask, you know, what number? I look at phone numbers and I don't know who's on them. Even though I'll ask 100 million times, I know your number. They don't let me see it. So cool. I guess it's so that you get the message. How are you today?
Pretty good. I actually had a fairly decent night's sleep.
Oh, I am so happy. And you know what's really funny? You haven't been to this show. And here, these two cards is exactly who I was thinking about was you. So I'm so happy. I hope that, you know, I don't love the, and you heard me, I don't love the words sometimes that James M. Prague writes, but I love the messages. And also, the flower therapy deck was for you too, Kelly. You're a spiritual teacher. And you got to get back to that.
Doing what I'm doing, yes.
And guess what? And the other cards was your wishes will come true. I knew there was somebody. And take time for yourself. I mean, all five cards, girlfriend, were for you. Okay. Well, Kel, I am so... Yeah, I can't even...
Is there another card you can pull for me this morning, Bonnie? Gee, no.
Well, you know what? I they're telling me to stop. I just asked when you said that because I thought, yes, I can do that. But I think all five of them, if you want me to... you know, you can write them down, Kelly, and I'll go over them with you. But the first card out of the soul journey was surrender, and the second was doubt. And, you know, and then my flower therapy was you are a spiritual teacher. Your wishes right. will come true. And there was one other one. And you're here. I'm going to pull them back again so you can write them down and take time for yourself. I mean, you have five card spread here, girlfriend. So is it,
thank you.
Thank you.
Because, I know how to access archives, so I will go back and listen to this one again. I will.
Oh, good. I am so happy. Kelly, please, if you know, I want to put you back on. You know, everyone wants to hear your cards. You read the Atlantean life and birth cards, and you are phenomenal. So if you'll promise me you're going to come back, at least to read.
I will.
Okay.
I do have some exciting news. So, I mean, for me,
yes,
we were not sure that that we were going to be able to register for the school that we needed to get into. But yesterday we got registration completed, and it's like the books and materials and et cetera will be shipped. So it's like I'm really excited.
Oh,
Yay! We have something that's at least solid for the moment. The other interesting thing is we have this situation, you know, coming up, and it's like we're probably going to be making one of those really leaps of faith, and I'm going to have to probably travel to a place about 700 miles away to take care of some stuff for at least a week. It's like we made arrangements. There's a friend who's going to let us stay with them for, I don't know, you know, 7-8 days. It's not going to be 2 weeks, but it'll be for a little while. So it's like we're getting that together. We're planning for that here in the next, well, school starts here the 24th. So it's got to be, you know, it's got to be in the next couple of weeks we go. So it's like, yeah. So we're working on that.
I'm so excited, Kelly. And I've got to tell you something. They keep showing me 14. So maybe it's the time that you travel and the time that you'll be gone for 14 days. So maybe it's between traveling and the time you stay. But it could be that you might have to, that you have to take care of a couple things that you didn't think about and that you want to do. So you might stay a little longer. And I think it will be okay. So I would say the whole journey is going to be about 14 days. But I hope, Kelly, that you leave enough time so that if you do have to stay a few more days, that you're able to do that. Because I don't see it being in a panic situation at all. So it might be that because I see you smiling and I see things working out. So maybe it's just that you get a lot more done that you thought you wouldn't, and that you're just going to push to get a couple more things done. Because I do see you being happy on that trip.
Oh, good. That would be fantastic. Yes.
So what can I ask?
Well, my favorite chiropractor is back there too. So I haven't had a chiropractor, you know, work over in quite a while, and I'm in desperate need of that. So it's like I have plans to go see this person about 3 times while I'm there. So
good.
Put back together.
Well, honey, I can see this being happy for you. I feel like it's really crazy because what they're showing me, Kelly, and I'm going to pull out my my trusty my trusty, oh gosh, I have it right in my hand. And you know why I can't say it? It's because I can't find it. My pendulum. And where is it? So that's probably why it's not letting me say. Oh, here it is. Anyway, I feel like the journey is going to be a turning point for you. So I don't know whether you're going to come back and say, you know what, this was much easier than I thought, and now I'm ready to start looking at other things. Or, you know what, I just feel like they're saying breath of fresh air. So I don't know what that means. I don't know if it means you'll make some decisions when you're up there, being, you know, away from your normal environment. But I feel that this is a turning point for you. And this is, and I feel like it's a good turning point. I don't see angst. So I think this is going to be the trip that maybe changes the winds of time, is what they're telling me.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So what can I ask my pendulum for you?
Oh, wow. Right now, because we're not, you know, it's like I'm not sure, I'm dithering, I guess, in terms of, you know, should we try to put this together so fast that we leave like this week, like I'm talking, because today's the 31st of July. So my thought was, is it going to be better to leave like August 2nd or 3rd and get back before the 10th, or is it better to kind of wait a little bit later and leave, you know, like, I don't know, say after the 5th and then get back around the 15th, something like that.
Okay. Well, I was told, because when I heard your voice, it said leave now. Well, I know you can't leave now, but what it would mean is leave sooner than later. So let me ask my pendulum, just give me a second. Should Kelly leave on her trip? Now or later, early August or mid August? Is Kelly going to leave? Should Kelly leave early August, the first few days in August? There's a big swinging yes, Kelly. But let me ask the other question. Would Kelly, or should Kelly leave on, what did you want to leave, in the 5th, after the 5th of August?
After the 5th, yeah.
Should Kelly leave for her trip after the 5th of August? I love this pendulum. It's either reading my mind or spirit's actually coming right through to both of us. But it says no. I think the earlier the better for you, Kelly. And the reason I say that is I think that there's some energy that needs to change. And, you know, I don't love answering you because I always know, you know, what's going on with you. But and the reason I don't love answering you is because I, you know, people, or you would think, well, you already know that. But what they're telling me is sooner than later. And what they're showing me is there's got to be an energy shift. And the energy shift is now. So I would say within the next couple days, Miss Frizzle, just pack the bus up and go. So I really feel that you're putting it off. And the more you put it off, the more you think. And this is a trip you shouldn't think about. You should just go, because there's a lot of work to do. There's things you have to take care of. And with the energy change, you will be able to do that. And that way, if you end up staying later, then there is no issue.
Right. Yeah, we won't have to worry about being late for school. Gotcha. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know that you're trepid. I can feel your feet. They just want to stay there. So I know that once you make, although I feel your brain, and you have a air brain. And I mean an air, meaning very smart, because you're Aquarius. But I feel your brain knows you have to go. And once you make the decision and once you tell everybody, you're going. So if I were you, I would really feel the need for speed. That's what they're showing me.
Need for speed.
So,
that's hilarious.
considering the car that I'm taking, which is going to be like the Turtle Express, but okay.
Yeah, well, I really think they just mean you getting out of there. So I don't think they mean I would never want you to speed, especially with kids. But it's really funny because I love that movie. I think it came from Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise, what was the movie? A Top Gun, The Need for Speed. And that's what they were showing me, The Need for Speed. And I don't know what that movie meant to you or if it meant anything to any of your peeps up there, but what's crazy is I kind of feel intuitively what they're saying to you is, if you think about it, and they're showing me Tom Cruise, and oh my God, he's so cute, although he's awful short and you just can't have him because you're too tall. But they're showing me that he was very intelligent. He knew what he was supposed to do. People didn't like him because of that, and he was really a character, but that he always, it was spontaneous, some of the things with him, but his not spontaneous. He had to be exact. So what they're showing me is you need to leave, and you know this, but the spontaneity will come once you do leave it. So I feel like there's things you're going to learn or your kids are going to learn on this trip. And I feel, again, they're saying, I feel the need to leave. That means leave sooner than later.
Okay. That helps. That really okay. does.
So,
thank you.
Can I ask a question? I've only got three minutes, so you're staying on with me. But why are they showing me Top Gun? I just don't see you watching it. So is there anybody,
I actually watched it years ago. I remember that. It's like one of the things I remember out of it as the character was this one kid got, he was involved with a girl, and he didn't make the flight school or something like that, but it's like he killed himself, and it was horrible. It was like one of the downer spots of the movie, and it's like I was like wow, you know, never take a permanent solution to a temporary problem, you know.
Oh, maybe that's the lesson.
Maybe
it's not taking, what did you just say? Don't take a permanent solution
to a temporary problem.
Okay. So I don't know, but they keep showing me that. And if that's what you resonate with, because if you're talking about Moose, he didn't kill himself. He got caught he got caught because they were flying and something happened to the plane and he ejected and his thing didn't open up. Is that what you're talking about?
No. It wasn't Tom Cruise. It's like it was one of his friends or something like that, and I can't remember the guy's name. But it's like he didn't make the
school
or something like that. He didn't make the cut for being a pilot or something like that. And because it was his dream or whatever. It's like it was something that he really really wanted to do. The kid killed himself. And I was like, you know, no, that's when you, you know, pick yourself up and dust yourself off and you try again. It's like, you know, you can't try something again, you know, and I think of things like, you know, how they always tell us that, you know, Thomas Edison invented the light bulb, you know, on the 1,001st try. It's like, you know, well, if he'd have gotten depressed or whatever after the first time that he, you know, I couldn't make this work, so I'm just going to off myself or whatever. It's like, you know, people today, it's like they take things so intensively, and it's like, no, there's, you know, what we've forgotten, I think, sometimes as a society, because it's so, you know, instantaneous with everything that people want to do. It's like, where's the patience? It's like, you know what, who's got the patience to try something like 1,001 times to make it work? And, you know, there was a joke, you know, Edison, you know, they talked about, somebody talked about his 1,000 failures. And he says, no, he says, I didn't fail. He says, I found 1,000 ways a light bulb would not work. But the first time I found a way it would work. So it's like, you know, there's persistence pays, you know, desire to persist and discipline. Okay.
Well, I have 60 seconds, but wait, I'm really proud of you because that's exactly, you've tried so many things, girlfriend, but you always smile. You're always happy. You always make it work. And maybe that's the message they're trying to tell you. So this is going to work too. The energies are changing for you, Kelly. Everything, you had great cards the other day. And even the cards, the five cards I pulled for you are fabulous. It's time for a change for you. And it's a time that you have tried everything. And this time your wish is going to come true. So keep moving forward. Love you. I have 10 seconds. I want to tell you, you know, I'll talk to you privately, but I want to thank everybody for coming to my pop-up show. And I will see you back on Tuesday with our guest. And I have a guest Tuesday, but you know what? It's craziness. Either Jerry is coming Thursday or Tuesday. I can't remember what, because I didn't write it down because I'm just crazy about what's going on in New York. So everyone, and then I find out in New York, now they're having, oh, don't even ask. So I am off the air. Kelly, I will call you. Thank you guys for coming and staying with me. Please join me again. I don't think I'll be going on Wake Up World with Bonnie on Monday, only because I have one of my friends is doing a reading, an astrological reading early at 8 o'clock. And so if I can done by 9, I'll put the show on. But if not, I will see you Tuesday. Thank you, everyone. And I appreciate you being here. Bye. Bye, Kelly.
Bye. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye. Thank you.